It is coming up to, 19 minutes to nine. Over the last few months, the city of Bristol has become something of a capital of protest. First in support of Black Lives Matter, more recently demonstrations against the Police and Crime Bill. So does that energy extend to the more mundane business of local politics and the local elections due next month? People will be voting for the mayor of Bristol, city councillors, police commissioner and a so-called metro mayor for the west of England, covering Bristol, Bath, North East Somerset and South Gloucestershire. We can hear now Sancha Berg's report.
The defining moment of Britain's Black Lives Matter protests last year, a statue of Edward Colston, Bristol philanthropist and slave trader, pulled down and dumped in the docks. Protesters have been out this year too. 10 demonstrations so far against the Police and Crime Bill. Perhaps it's the city's tradition of dissent. Perhaps it's the students. There are close to 60,000 enrolled in the two universities here. Most teaching still online, but many students have returned. At a cafe close to the library, it's hard to find a table. Student voters are usually more interested in general than local elections, though almost everyone I spoke to said they plan to vote next month in contests for the council, police commissioner and mayors.
We don't get a lot of opportunity to have our say, so I think you should exercise it where you can.
You've got a vote, you should use it, I suppose. And if you want to change stuff, then you should vote.
Most hadn't yet decided how.
I don't know, I am registered to vote, but...
Yeah, I'm registered to vote as well, but not... I haven't really paid much attention, to be honest. I feel like because we're final year students as well, like we've just got so much on our plate. Yeah.
Ben Block is an editor of the online student news service, The Bristol Tab. He thinks many more students than usual will vote, with national rather than local issues in mind.
I think that after the events of the pandemic, the fact that students have been very much an afterthought for government particularly, I think this is the first opportunity that students will have had to make their voices heard, and therefore I think many will be registered to vote.
Getting ready to open up again. Brunel's steamship SS Great Britain is one of the city's biggest tourist attractions. The so-called visitor economy in the region usually accounts for £1.4 billion a year. So is Matthew Tanner, CEO of the museum, worried visitors will be put off by all of the demonstrations. Would he like to see the elections bring calm to the streets?
It's a good question, an important question, but I don't share that sense of concern. I think there's a qualitative difference between the protests that have been going on regularly, people protesting about protesting, and what you might think of as a kind of nihilistic riot. People believe passionately in what they're doing, and it represents the kind of energy of the city.
There is another side to Bristol, as to so many English cities and towns. Hartcliffe is one of the most deprived communities in the country, a giant housing estate of about 20,000 people, 5 miles from the city centre. I first came here many years ago, when there were almost no shops and the local authority office was protected by barbed wire. There are more facilities now, including a Morrison superstore, where I caught up with Tracy Edwards-Brown, who's lived on the estate for 50 years, and Vic Eccleston, a former teacher who's worked for decades with Hartcliffe's children.
I think what COVID has done has thrown into really clear light the disparity between educational performance here and educational performance in other parts of the city. But it's always been here, and actually the mayor needs to address that.
I agree. I think education has always been a big issue in Hartcliffe. I think, you know, building young people's aspirations so they're not just forklift drivers and working shops or, you know, doing the kind of zero-hour contract jobs. I think, you know, give our young people some real kind of aspiration and just tell them that they can actually succeed and be those people that either go to college or go to university. Why not? You know, I know there's not very many that do.
Hartcliffe still feels cut off, overlooked, they say. Vic Eccleston believes the city has to do more.
The social and cultural facilities in the area are almost non-existent. And you really can't expect, you know, anybody to just exist in a huge housing estate and then complain that they're not engaged with the city.
It's 5 years since people in Bristol last voted for a mayor and councillors. Turnout then was relatively strong. but far higher in areas where the students live than in Hartcliffe.
That was Sancha Berg reporting. And to see a full list of all the candidates in the Bristol area, you can go to the BBC website. You will find it there. It is now 14 minutes.